Then the next variant is Pemphigus herpetiformis, which is a rare and atypical variant of pemphigus, and clinically it resembles dermatitis herpetiformis due to the presence of widespread clusters of pruritic papules, which are excoriated papules and vesicles developing on an erythematous background. The biopsy shows subcorneal pustules, eosinophilic spongiosis, or features of dermatitis herpetiformis, often without acantholysis, but the indirect immunofluorescence will reveal intercellular staining. IgG antibodies are produced against desmoglein 1 and 3 and also against desmocollins 1 or 3. So the condition may evolve into classical pemphigus foliaceus, but can also develop into pemphigus vulgaris. Overall, the clinical course is benign.